In Jericho, a Palestinian military court has sentenced a prison guard to life in prison. He was convicted of killing a 25-year-old Palestinian prisoner who had been jailed for nearly 2 years without trial. The killing was on Tuesday. And while the swiftness of that sentencing may demonstrate official Palestinian regret over the crime, it is unlikely to inspire much confidence in Palestinian jurisprudence. Earlier this week, Amnesty International published a scathing report on human rights in the territories that are controlled by the Palestinian Authority. That's the Gaza Strip and much of the West Bank. Maryam Alahi, the author of the Amnesty report, says the abuses are extremely grave. Widespread and systematic torture, 10 confirmed deaths of prisoners in custody, harassment of human rights monitors, security courts where trials are grossly unfair. Alahi says that 2,000 Palestinians have been arrested without charge or trial, typically Palestinians opposed to the policies of Yasser Arafat's government.
People opposed to the peace process, and that's where it stops. A large number, maybe, could be Hamas or Islamic Jihad, but the basic fact is they are not ever brought before a fair trial, charged and tried, for us to really know.
You say the torture is common. What kind of torture?
A variety, ironically, a large number of which is identical to that which the Palestinians themselves, Palestinian political prisoners, were subjected to under the Israelis. They include sleep deprivation, burning by cigarettes and other electric objects, shaking, hanging, suspended in very uncomfortable positions.
Now, your report does acknowledge the the peculiar position of the Palestinian Authority, that the country's neighbors and friends have really been urging the Palestinians to crack down on dissent because they believe that dissent is the source of, ultimately of terrorism, bus bombings and the like.
That's right. And I would include the United States at the top of the list. Well, it's a real problem when, due to fringe elements, elements that use violence in a society, there is a crackdown on the entire society and law, rule of law and respect for human rights is sacrificed because of those fringe elements. Instead, if the peace process is to be a permanent peace process, human rights should be at its very core in order to create trust and confidence by all people in the region in the peace process.
I referred to the Palestinian Authority as a country. I guess it isn't a state. But when compared to states and countries, it has, according to your figures, the highest ratio of police to citizenry of any place you've done reports on?
That's right. It's a rather odd situation. They have over at least 10 different kinds of security apparatus. Nobody really knows the number. Over 40,000 security personnel who are paid for. And in Gaza, there is at least one law enforcement officer for every 50 people, which is a very high number.
I want you to grapple a little bit further here with the problem of, say, a noted spokesman in Gaza for Hamas, a leading militant Islamic opposition group to the peace process. Clearly, as you describe it, his civil rights, for sure, were violated by the Palestinian Authority. But it's very hard to see in his politics a commitment to human rights.
Yes, that may be the case. Obviously, it's a hypothetical. We do not know what his position would be. But if he were sitting in the seat of government, we would make the same outcry about his violating human rights. We believe that people who are in a position of authority need to abide by international human rights standards. And Chairman Arafat, more than one instance, has stated his commitment to abide by international human rights standards. It's a critical time. It's a time for nation building in the areas under the jurisdiction of the Palestinian Authority, and they can choose to go the way of a tyranny or the way of a democracy.
Maryam Alahi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
A Palestinian spokesman acknowledged that there are some violations of human rights, but said the Palestinian Authority is trying to curb them.